Yours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we hear from toy suppliers around Cork about their efforts to make Christmas purchases more sustainable. The sheer volume of toys on offer at Christmas can be daunting for families, but one Cork company has come up with an innovative solution. Tiny Tots Toy Rental provide toy boxes, which founder Janelle Sanders says are sustainably sourced and reused every month.
Sign up on our website, we get your details. From there then, we pick out which toys are appropriate according to their age. We pack them up in a box sent by courier. When they arrive, you play with them for a month and love them and have as much fun as you want, and then at the end of the month, the courier arrives with a new box and you hand them back the old box. They're sent back to us, they're all cleaned and sanitised before being sent out again. So we source them all from also sustainable companies that's big to us and something that is going to last, a childproof that can be thrown around. It's not going to be broken straight out of the box. So we also chose sustainable companies that we like to use. So Plantoys is one of our favourite. They come all sustainable wood. We've used Green Toys to make all their toys from recycled milk cartons. We use Fat Brain Toys, we use Hape. We just have a nice different mix of toys, but also from all sustainable companies. We've got lots of shape sorters, puzzles, pretend toys. We've got lovely fire trucks. We've got recycling trucks. We've got lots of musical toys. Children love making music, anything that would bang and make a nice, fun noise. Most of them are wood and recycled plastic. We've got about 160 something different toys. Wow. And out of all them, only one toy requires batteries. All the rest, you've got to work to make them fun and enjoy them.
It's a common complaint that children can quickly move on from the toys bought for them at Christmas, which sit untouched, gathering dust. The Ballincollig Toy Library aim to take these donations so they can be redistributed to a loving home. Katie Gould of the Carrick Centre says that the service provides a sense of community and promotes sharing and reusability.
We hope the toy library will be something that serves our community by giving our kids that joy of a new toy but without the expense of buying it. We saw how the kids often enjoy playing with it for a little while, but then it gets left in the corner and you end up with too many toys, not enough space, and they're not actually playing with them all because there's perhaps too many. So we thought, wouldn't it be great if you could borrow something, play with it for a while, enjoy it, and then bring it back and get something fresh. Got quite a lot of the younger kid age, which is a great age to swap and borrow toys at because children develop so fast and it's nice to get something new and see how they're developing. It's nice we've got a good variety of that. We have less of the older kid end at the moment. We say that we have toys from 0 to 12, but the kind of 9 to 12 end we would have fewer of. So if people had toys that would appeal to children that age, that would be lovely. We were thinking that it might be something that was useful for people either in small vases who don't have a lot of storage space or people on low incomes, but also for all of us, because from a sustainability point of view, the more we reuse rather than buy new, obviously the better. That's a big driver as well, is let's try to think about reusing and borrowing and sharing, because then we don't need to buy and make so much new stuff.
Excess consumerism is a common criticism of modern Christmas. Wyan Stansfeld from Pinocchio's Toys and Gifts says that people need to be more selective with their toy buying habits during the Christmas season. His offerings of wood and sustainable plastic toys offer a long-lasting alternative to modern fast fashion toys.
It's only 90% wood. We're not 100% wood because obviously there are things that are not wood. And we do have some sustainable plastic stuff as well because we have green toys which are made in the States, which is a surprise to me that anything green is made in the States, but to be fair to them. But they're made from recycled milk bottles and they're brilliant. Mm. I mean, really, really hard wearing. And then we also this year have some plastic ones. They're not plastic because they're made from recycled wheatgrass. They feel like plastic and they look like plastic, but they're made from grass and they're really nice. There's such an amount of disposable toys out there. There's such an amount of toys that are just either a fad that is going to pass in 6-12 months or one that is just basically going to be junk. You know, there's an awful lot of the kind of the toy world sheen stuff out there that people buy. They're not looking for it to last. They just want the instant gratification and it's gone. Whereas like our stuff, most people who buy stuff from us know it is going to outlast the child who gets it. And the chances are it'll be passed on and passed on because it will. It'll last that long. And people do need to think about what they buy. We're awful and, you know, obviously I live in a business where consumerism is quite important. And yet I kind of go, you don't need to buy everything for a child every year. Yes, buy nice stuff, but don't overdo it.
To learn more about sustainable Christmas toys, check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.